Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Greg Haynes gives us an idea of where we're headed with beef marketing efforts overseas. In just a moment.
It's the annual M-Flex and Limousine production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 4th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 120 head as 75 lots featuring five fancy show heifer prospects by Aviator, Air Force One, and TASF Crown Royal. Also, 30 fall calving cow-calf pairs, many with show heifer prospects at side. Call 580-597-3006 for more information or go to hallchr.com to view the catalog with complete performance pedigrees, EPDs, photos and videos.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Greg Haynes is the Vice President for International Marketing Programs at the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and Haynes will be transitioning over to the Cattlemen's Beef Board by June of this year. He'll be taking on the role at the CBB of Chief Executive Officer. We had the opportunity to recently sit down and talk with Greg about his role at the USMEF and what he sees ahead for marketing efforts for U.S. beef around the world.
Well, I think there's still huge potentials in Asia there. You know, we've seen great growth there. That's where a lot of the benefits of the industry as far as growth have been coming. Japan, Korea, Taiwan, you know, we're getting seen a little bit more in Southeast Asia. China's always out there. So I think those are a lot of potentials going forward, especially if we get some of these trade deals. I think if you see something with Japan and the U.S. and we can get the same duty rates as the CPTPP countries, which include Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Mexico, I think you're going to see all beef going in there, imported beef much cheaper, which is going to, again, do like Korea did. We saw 43% increase in the value of the product there. I think you're going to see growth like that in Japan still, even though it's our largest market. But then we're looking at other markets too. You know, you've got South America, Central America. Those are all providing more opportunities as well. We're looking in areas, you know, South Africa. They're buying a lot of livers, variety meats. So there's always new markets that are popping up. So we're looking at those as well and then trying to maintain and grow these large ones.
A lot of your state councils, you know, Texas, Oklahoma,
right,
some others as well, Kansas, Nebraska, for example, those four big players especially, they do some special projects. They allocate extra dollars to USMEF. How beneficial is that?
Those states that you mentioned definitely are big supporters, and it's really assists the programs that we're doing in the international markets. So they'll allocate certain funding for specific programs in some of these key markets. And what we're able to do is we're able to leverage that with our government funding that we get through USDA. A lot of corn states are also contributing additional dollars, so we can leverage it with those too. And then once we're in market, you were working with these target accounts like we talked about, we want those accounts to also be, you know, have some skin in the game and to be contributing money as well. So if we get a dollar from the State Beef Council, we can add another dollar or two with U.S. government funds. We might add another dollar or two from corn states. And then so right now you're already looking at, you know, $4 or $5. Then you get into the market and then you want them to match it. So they add another $4 or $5. So your $1 contribution there now really has a $9 or $10 impact in the markets. It's hugely impactful for what we're doing as far as getting that word out and working with all these target accounts. So yeah, no, we really appreciate that, you know, with what all the states are doing and nationally with the beef checkoff.
And Greg, finally, one market we haven't touched on as of yet, the European market. It does appear that we might have the opportunity for the Europeans to give us more guaranteed access through the quota that they currently have on never, ever beef. Will that help us?
I think so, because really the big challenge in the European Union now is, like you said, this quota, it gets filled quickly. It's a quarterly quota, so it gets filled, but a lot of it is filled, you know, majority is now by non-U.S. suppliers. And so the U.S. producers that are producing the non-hormone, no beta agonist beef for the EU don't have consistent demand for that. It happens at the beginning of the quota and then it's full. It happens at the beginning of the next quarter. So there's not this, you know, each quarter they don't have the ability to really plan and adjust as easily. So if that happens and we have that set quota, we'll know that there's going to be consistent demand throughout the year, and that will help our producers be able to meet that and be more profitable for them as well. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that. Hopefully that happens soon. Not exactly sure when, but that would be another benefit to help create more demand for our product.
Greg Haynes, Vice President, International Marketing Programs for USMAF, has been responsible for spending beef checkoff dollars on behalf of cattle producers. Come May, he'll be helping oversee the entire beef checkoff efforts at the CBB. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Want to grow hemp in 2019? Herbs Hemp Farm wants to help you succeed. They're Oklahoma's oldest and largest family-owned wholesale greenhouse, and they were one of the first hemp producers in Oklahoma when state law established the pilot program. Now, hemp is federally legal because of the 2018 farm law, and Herbs can provide you quality plants to help you start your first hemp crop. They're taking orders for 2019 production now. Learn more by emailing info@herbsherbs.com or go to their website, www.herbsherbs.com. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.